Welcome to the Luxury Living Show. The only show that keeps track of the latest trends in upscale products and services available for those who can afford the very best. With your host from SC Homes, Scott Cross. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Paul. Thanks so much for that wonderful introduction, as always. You are listening to Luxury Living on Tuesdays from 11 to 12. Sponsored by SC Homes, our company that general contractor out here in Newport Beach, Corona Del Mar area, building high-end custom homes and large remodels for everyone. Today, we have one special guest from Perfect Water Worldwide. We have John McPhee. He is, I was talking to him before the start of the show, understanding this industry. This is going to be an unbelievable show. We're going to learn something that you probably didn't know you needed to learn, but really worth listening to. So welcome, John. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's get started to talk about the water industry. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started in the industry specifically?
Well, in a different life, let's say, before I retired, I was in the pool, spa, hot tub industry back in the Midwest. And Ken and I, my partner, were fighting challenges of keeping water clean and avoiding chlorine. We knew that chlorine was evil back then. And so we tried different systems, ozone and ultraviolet, and also hydrogen peroxide, if you can believe that. Yep. And this was in the early 80s, so we were way, way ahead of the curve. And so what's happened over the years is that Ken and I have worked on and off with each other. He is up in Santa Barbara, I'm San Diego way. And what we've done is that we've kept the whole idea alive. And about 7 years ago, I went up to Santa Barbara, even though I was working in my regular job, and we built the first whole home system at least 7 years ago. And it worked beautifully, and it used whole home system that was 24-hour circulation with UV, ozone, and also, you know, various stages of what was good back then, filtration. And it's been evolving ever since.
That's amazing. So some of my listeners might not know exactly, you know, what is a whole house system? What are we doing to the water? What is the purpose and what's the need?
Well, first off, we have systems anywhere from a countertop system up to whole home, and the whole home systems are the most sophisticated. And basically what we do is we take incoming water, we purify it. We start with a carbon filter that takes out metals and chlorine and chloramines, and then it goes into an anti-scale filter, and that gets the scale out of the water and makes it so that you're not going to have issues of, you know, scaling on pipes and that kind of stuff. And then it goes into what's called an ultrafilter. An ultrafilter filters down to 0.015 microns. That's incredibly small. That's on a molecular level.
Oh, wow.
And then it goes into the tank, and then we circulate the water in the tank 24 hours a day, and it goes through a UV light and it gets ozone injected into it. And so we typically circulate the tank about once every hour. All the water goes through our system. And whatever's left in the water, including bacterias, I mean, you name it, what happens is the ozone and the UV work together in with one another.
Okay.
And so it is a microscopic process. And then we pump that water into the house. And we use a very energy-efficient variable-speed pump. And the water throughout the whole house is perfect. And then the final stage is that it goes through an alkaline filter, and it's a restructuring. We restructure the water, we make it antioxidant, and we also make it alkaline. And that's where the health comes from. So we clean up the water, then we make it antioxidant and reformulated and alkaline. And our research shows that one cup of our water is like 8 cups of green tea in terms of being antioxidant.
That is amazing. So basically what you're doing is you're stripping the water completely and then introducing what you want to introduce to the water.
Yeah, absolutely correct.
Yeah, that's a neat concept. So how is that different than, let's say, this bottle of water here sitting next to us that you won't open?
Well, part of it is that, you know, bottled water is a big problem because there's an awful lot of people that really want to have it banned, and they're starting to do it. But, you know, I was looking at the ingredients, and they are using reverse osmosis to make the water clean, which is not bad. It wastes a lot of water. Okay. RO does. That's what we call it, RO. But what it leaves is dead acidic water. And that's been the mainstay for water systems in most of America. You can go to Home Depot or Costco and buy an RO system.
Right.
But it doesn't do anything to the water. It makes it makes it safer. I mean, it takes out chlorine. I mean, it takes out a lot of things, but it still isn't the water that it should be.
So it's not introducing that extra chemical that helps.
What happens is that the problem with reverse osmosis is it wastes a lot of water. We have we have one system that uses it, and it works really well.
Yeah.
And our system is the least wasteful. A lot of reverse osmosis systems waste 5 gallons of water for every gallon that they make.
Does it really? I had no idea. How is it wasting the water?
What happens is it's a membrane, and as the water is pushed through the membrane, there is water that doesn't go through, and that's because it's got all the bad stuff in it.
Okay.
And that gets rejected, and that goes down the drain. And then the only water that actually gets through the membrane is the good water.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it's better than drinking tap water.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Anything is, I'm assuming. You were mentioning you had like a sink, like a kitchen sink type unit. Is that a reverse osmosis unit or is it something?
No, what that is, it's our countertop unit and water comes in, it goes through, there's four different cartridges, and the first two are like carbon and anti-scale and that type. And then what happens is from there, it goes through an antioxidant, which is the alkaline cartridge, and then it goes through a final carbon. And then from there, it goes to the sink. It has its own faucet right on it.
I see.
And we can also, if it goes underneath the sink, which we can do, and then you'll have a faucet on your sink. And then we can add other components, like we can add an ultraviolet light to it. So there are some options in that
scenario.
Yep.
So is that something that you have to change the filter often, or is it?
It's about once a year.
Oh, okay.
On all of them, you pull them out. They're not terribly expensive, and we really try to make all of our systems that the filter change out is once a year.
Ah. Okay.
Under some high demands, you know, situations, it might have to happen longer. I'm pushing my system to the limit at my home, and that's been 2 years and 1 month that because I had just moved there. Yeah,
yeah,
so I'm really pushing it hard.
Still tastes good, I'm assuming.
Yep.
So when you go into a home for the first time, do you actually test the water prior to so you know what to take out?
Absolutely. We've got a lab in Georgia that we send the water to, and they give us a complete 4 pages of what's in the water. And a lot of times it's scary. And in Austin, we're dealing with a well, and there was stuff in there. And once we get up to Colorado, there's arsenic in the water. I mean, because it's naturally occurring. Yeah, that's the first thing we do. And then we alter the system for if there's anything odd in there, because we can change up the media mix in our tanks and put in different medias to remove different items.
I see. That is... So being luxury living, the show that we are, let's talk about that luxury side of things. So we got the countertop unit, which is something I could afford, I'm assuming, and then we've got the above and beyond units that I've heard you've done some very famous people's home, and I'm sure those weren't cheap. So let's talk about the whole house unit and what's the average, and then what would be like your biggest story, in a sense, and the biggest unit you've done?
Well, we've got units go from anywhere from $30,000 to upwards of $50,000.
Okay.
And most of our business in that arena is with people who are very wealthy. And as a matter of fact, most of the time we don't meet the customer. We deal with the estate manager. And the biggest one we've done now is for a repeat customer. We did his home in Malibu. Now we're doing his home in Austin. We just finished it. And that was upwards of $50,000 system.
Wow.
We had a big house and it was on a well. And so we had a lot to do with that.
So you're national then?
Yes. Matter of fact, my partner Ken is meeting from somebody from Dubai today.
Is that right?
Yes, he wants to do our whole homes over there.
Wow, that's a whole nother market out there. I'd love to hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So is there one project in particular that you would say is your most unique project?
Yeah, we did a job in Malibu that the equipment room was so tight with stuff that I actually had to make a tank that we went in with PVC pipe and cut a a shape that would fit, and it had all kinds of crazy angles on it.
Yeah.
And we practiced taking in and out, and we used just, you know, I made like a just a frame just so we knew it would fit.
Wow.
And then I took all the dimensions, and our CAD guy drew it up, and we took it. We have all of our tanks built in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
And I've got a guy who manufactures stainless steel tanks for yachts.
Ah.
And the work is beautiful. And so he crafted it with all the openings where we want them, and it's all stainless steel, and it'll last forever.
That was one of my questions, tanks are made of. So mm-hmm. the best materials you can get. So what would you say is your key location of the market? Is it mostly Southern California, or is it?
Right now, what happens is when we got into Malibu several years ago, that's where we've done a lot of jobs. And we just finished one in Long Island in New York. And again, it's all in wealthy communities.
Yeah.
And what's happened is all of a sudden we've got three new leads from that. Because, you know, their neighbors come over and they show them. And now Austin, and that just happened. So we'll be getting more leads out of there.
Uh-huh.
And so it kind of is when we go into markets. South Florida is a good market, not so much for whole homes, but for countertop and under counter systems. Same thing in New York City in the high rises. It all has to be compact.
Yeah, right. Now, are you selling in big stores, or are you online sales, e-commerce mostly?
Online sales, but again, really referral.
Yeah, okay. But like the countertop units and such?
You know, we have an online store on our website.
Yeah.
And so you can go there, and we have people that do that. We have shower heads for sale for under $400 that take most of it out if you don't want to actually put a system in.
Yeah.
And which is important because the biggest organ in your body is your skin.
Okay, yeah.
So if you're showering, you're showering in chlorine, which
doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
What would you say is like one thing that most people don't know about the water industry, and something that they should be, I shouldn't say afraid of, but something, you know, shocking in a sense that you would hear maybe a statistic or something along the lines of what's in our water that we don't know about?
Well, a part of it that people are always amazed is that, I mean, I can tell you right now, you're taking estrogen.
Hmm.
Because there's so much of it in the water, even if you don't drink tap water, it's still coming through the shower.
Ah.
And it's very minute amounts, but it's there.
Huh.
And it tests out. And all the other pharmaceuticals, because they get put into the system.
Wow.
And yeah, it's... People are most fearful of that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, how do they get put into the system? That might be a layman term, but...
It's without saying it any other way that when you ingest anything, it somehow it gets into the system.
Okay. We'll leave it at that.
We'll leave it at that.
Now, you know, in my building industry, we build... the theme right now and has been for a while is this green building and being environmentally friendly. And I think that's a big part of your company. The plastic bottle industry, you're mentioning that some people are extremely against it, or a lot of people are, I should say. Are there any statistics with regard to the water bottle industry that would kind of shock us in a sense? Are there a bunch of, you know, I thought they were recyclable, so are they able to be reused, you know, things of that nature?
They are, but most of them don't get recycled.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and that's why there's, you know... an island of plastic out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, you know, my partner Kent deals more with that. And, you know, his wife's very connected to all the Hollywood types that, and the names are pretty amazing who's pushing all this.
Yeah.
And they really want plastic bottles to go away. And so, and we're working hard at that.
In order to do so, what are people doing in lieu of the plastic bottles?
Well, what they do is they have systems in their home.
Sure.
And my wife and I haven't bought any water bottles for years now, and saves money.
Yeah.
But it also is I either use glass at home or stainless steel containers.
Ah, okay. So just basically reusable, and you take it with you and whatnot, just not in a plastic bottle that
correct.
You throw away. Okay. Very good. Yeah, we do something similar at our home as well. How would somebody like myself look at my system or lack thereof and decide I need something or look at a water bottle and say, oh, well, you know, this water bottle is a little bit better for me than another, you know, like smart water is really going to make me smart, you know, things of that nature.
Well, you know, what it is our clients are a whole mismatch of, you know, you're a young person and that's good because you're healthy.
Uh-huh.
And so you don't need to have the level that most of some of our customers go to that may have serious diseases, and they really have to put healthy water into them.
Okay.
And they're willing to pay for that. And I guess I figured out that when people are very wealthy and they get a disease,
that's where they put their money.
Yeah, it's where they put their money, and it's in their health. And you know, people don't buy what they need or what they want; they buy what they need.
Yep.
So, but you could really get by with, you know, a countertop system for sure.
Yeah.
And that's much better water than you're drinking out of a bottle or out of the tap.
So, because they do introduce the antioxidants in your countertop model.
Yeah, we don't do anything that doesn't reformulate. The last stage is to reformulate the water, make it antioxidant and alkaline.
Okay. Even the shower head?
Yes.
Wow. Is there something within your company that is I mean, it basically, is that system completely unique to everybody else?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we got patent pendings on everything.
Ah, okay.
And part of it is that nobody, they look at our systems, they go, why would you guys do that?
Yeah.
Because they don't get what's behind it. Because for most people, it's price, price, price.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're about not wasting water. Our systems are all very green.
Yeah.
And so we're also on our pumps, they're all variable speed. And that's going to be important going forward.
Yeah,
and they don't. So bottom line with variable speed pump, if you turn on a faucet, the pump comes on real low. You turn on a faucet, flush a toilet, and start a shower, it comes up higher.
Yep.
And you get everything running, everybody's getting ready to get out for the morning, and the pump's rolling, and it just ramps itself up and down.
Rather than just using all the energy on one toilet, per se.
Yep, correct.
What about soft water? So people are, you know, a lot of people are used to getting a soft water system in their home. In fact, most of my clients ask me for a soft water loop, and can you tie into a soft water system, et cetera, or a whole house filter? I know those are two different subjects. Let's start with the soft water. How do you compare to soft water? What makes you guys different?
Well, soft water is technology that's been around for a long time, and basically what it does is it uses sodium to make the water soft. The problem with that is that you're ingesting and or showering in something that's got sodium in it. And sodium, if in too much, is not good for you. And the other thing is they waste a ton of water. Marin County up in the Bay Area has already banned softeners. California is, you can't put a new softener in.
Oh.
I mean, everybody's fighting it. And the problem is the big name companies, which I won't name, they're fighting to say, you know, wait, there's nothing wrong with our products. Well, there is.
Because of the waste is why California is trying to...
For the waste, and also there's discovering it's not healthy.
You got it. Okay. Now, this is probably a stupid question, but I have a soft water system out in our home in Indiana. We're on a well, and, you know, it just came with it. I've never used soft water before, but it creates like an oily substance on your body. What is that from?
That is from the salt.
Okay, so it's just a salt.
It's combined with what was in the water to take the hardness out.
Got it.
And it puts it in solution, and it still comes through, but it doesn't stick to anything except for humans.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, because I had one back in Michigan, too, and you just get out, and you feel a little slimy.
Exactly, exactly. I was never a big fan of it, but apparently it's better than just leaving it raw out of the well, so...
That's true.
Yeah, I'm sure we could do something else out there. But now, how about whole home filters? Something that you know, we find these units for $4,000 to $5,000 ish for the unit, just a tank. I don't really know much about it. But what does that do, and how is that different from you as well as the soft water system?
Well, we have three different whole home systems.
Okay,
and that would be like our Model C.
Okay,
so we have the media tank. And we do anti-scale, the media, special media, carbon. There's some German media in there. It takes metals out. And then, but the big twist with us is that we don't have to back flush it and waste water.
Yes.
And then it goes through our final antioxidant alkaline cartridge.
There's the key right there.
Yeah, there's
right?
the key right
yeah.
there.
Okay. So everybody's taking this stuff out of the water, leaving you with raw, in a sense. You guys are actually injecting, and that is... the big thing about Perfect Water worldwide. So, okay, very cool. So, do you have any, you know, you mentioned most of your work is all referral based. What is like a big name maybe that you've done out in your time, I guess you could say?
I am one of these guys that it's, I don't know. My partner would be spitting out names right now. and I'm more private about that.
Got it.
But let me put it this way. You would know You would know who our customers are.
Very good.
Yeah, you know, and I think that, you know, it's important to keep their privacy.
Yeah.
But they're people that you know. And, there's some of them are famous, you know, actors and actresses. I
sure.
mean, Frances Fisher, I mean, you know, and she likes to have us promoted. She's got a new great TV show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Resurrection. It's actually very good.
Oh, very cool.
And that's the kind of level of customers that we have.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun, and I've found that most of these people are just normal people. They're just very rich.
Yeah. You know, it's neat in your industry because, you know, we build what I like to say, you know, we build homes, not houses, or, you know, we build a community for people, and you're building health for people. And that, I think that's very important and something I like to introduce a lot to my customers as well, as long as they can afford it. But the health aspect is fun. You know, you're a doctor, you fix people. In the construction world and whatnot, there's not always a time when we get to be happy about doing our job for people, feeling like we're actually helping them along. And Perfect Water Worldwide certainly does that. Let's, you know, one question I always ask my guests are, because we are luxury living, the radio show, what is one luxury that you could live without? You could not live without, I apologize. So what is one luxury that you could never live without?
I've always had a hot tub that's healthy. Uh-huh. It's a great place to be and, you know, just communicate. And also the water, since I've now had it.
Yeah.
And the reason is because it's so healthy. And what's happened is the more I learn about what's in water,
yeah,
the more afraid I am.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm not kidding that I don't want to drink the water, and I don't drink it when I'm on the road. And,
wow.
I just don't.
So what do you drink when you, go to a restaurant or something?
I'll probably get an iced tea.
Okay. Okay.
But that's about it, you know.
Okay.
But I don't get the water, and a lot of times the iced tea is made with something that's better.
Okay.
So, the water is, because I also am the cook in the house.
Okay.
And the cooking part alone is, I love it. Makes great soups. I drink a ton of iced tea, and it makes the iced tea taste better.
Yep.
And so it's a big part of our lives.
Because
we don't ingest anything that has anything in it anymore.
That's something that it's a benefit and not something. Now I'm going to go across the street, and instead of getting a water, I thought the water was the healthy thing to get, you know, instead of soda or something. But that's going to be tough now, you know, and going back home and drinking out of my refrigerator, little filter. But you brought up something that... with the mixing of water in different cooking atmospheres, we owned a coffee shop back in the days, my wife and I, and it was amazing how the water would affect the coffee dramatically. I mean, you can really taste that difference if it wasn't filtered, if it wasn't filtered correctly. And, you know, customers would come in and complain, and we're like, oh, it looks like we need a filter change, or, you know what I mean?
So yeah, we have what's called a bio beverage maker for that.
Oh, that's
interesting. And it's designed for commercial kitchens.
Ah.
And we have a commercial version and one that actually gets out on the road. We got some movie sets now in the South, and some big band, you know, some tours of,
sure.
of people going out that they want to get away from bottled water on the sets.
Huh.
And so we've done a lot of that. But we've got a coffee shop that we first started, a real high-end one in Santa Barbara, right by the ocean.
Yep.
And those guys... They live and die by our water.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a huge difference.
Huge,
you know,
difference.
Almost, I honestly, about 50-50 on the bean and the water. I mean, it was that dramatic what a difference it made. So tell me about the touring bus thing. That's interesting. So they actually have you guys actually make a system that goes with them in the bus, or?
It's actually portable.
Okay.
And what it is, it's just a unit that's on a cart. It's got wheels.
Okay.
And you basically set it up, plug a garden hose up to it, and then from there we do everything else inside of it. It's a solid stainless steel, you know, container. It's about 3 feet tall, 2 feet wide, 12 inches deep, and it just purifies the water, no matter how bad the local water is.
Wow. So they actually just basically drink out of a hose. It looks like you're drinking out of a hose, but it's coming out fresher than your bottled water.
It's got a regular tap, spout, just like a faucet, and then you fill up whatever bottles you like, glass or stainless. So we shy away from aluminum because, you know, a lot of people don't like the health effects of aluminum. There's some connections to Alzheimer's.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, which surprised me.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same basic technology no matter where we do it.
Right.
And I think I mentioned we're real close to getting a contract on being bottled water for Formula E, which is a new electric racing
league. That is amazing, yeah.
And it's all about the environment. And they do not want to have any plastic on set.
And that's a big deal.
It is, and it should be happening any day now.
Wow!
So,
well, congratulations to that. I mean, that's incredible. I'm a big race fan in general, and Formula E is actually very, very intriguing to me. So,
mm-hmm. Good.
Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back and chat a little bit. Maybe we'll bring Paul involved and have a little dialect here, and we'll go from there.
Perfect.
Luxury Living is sponsored by SC Homes. SC Homes Incorporated builds high-end custom homes in the coastal communities of Southern California. Why should your next custom home be built by SC? Reputation and attention to the finest details. SC Homes is committed to building energy-efficient homes, minimizing the cost of living while providing the best quality living environments. Our craftsman listens to the client's wants and desires. No surprises or cost overruns. Your future is our future. We build quality homes with lasting value. For more insight and information on Orange County's premier custom home builders and remodeling specialists, visit www.schomesbuilder.com. Browse our image galleries to view our projects. Find ideas, inspiration, and a style that fits your sensibilities. SC Homes, count on us.
All right, I'm going to pipe back in. Let's get the right sound there. I'm going to pipe back in here and bring it round full circle here to our discussion of luxury living and water. You know, is this really a luxury anymore, or is it becoming a necessity?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
How would you answer that, John?
To some people, it's a necessity. Matter of fact, a lot of people. And one of the luxurious things in life is to eat healthy. I mean, all of these people really eat healthy, they exercise a lot, and they're in great shape. I mean, you look at all the movie stars and stuff, they're in their 70s and they look like they're 40.
Yep.
And a big part of it is the water. And so for them, it's a necessary luxury, I guess, because they really want to stay healthy.
Yeah.
And it works.
I was surprised when John and his partner Ken educated me about this. I knew the work that they'd done for 20, 40 years in the hot tub industry. Think of water that is the funkiest water in the world. Humans getting in and doing all sorts of crazy things in these hot tubs, you know, having sex or whatever, you know, just there's a lot of stuff floating around in water. And hot tubs had to figure out how to get all this stuff out because there was real concern about, in the old days, Legionnaire's disease and other sorts of things. You know, people would, a warm body of water breeds bacteria, particularly when you introduce lots of foreign substances into it. So how did they transition to taking those same filtration systems, not just reverse osmosis, but UV lighting systems and all these other things that they're doing to try and purify water you're sitting in, and then they take that and add this antioxidant level to it. And some of the things that shocked me was when you look at public potable water, public water systems, they're better than anywhere else in the world, but they're not set up to take pharmaceuticals out. We flush those down the toilet. They go into the water system, and that water system gets treated, and we re-drink it somehow. I mean, they don't just throw all that away. Or it goes into the ocean and somehow gets infected and added to that. And those chemicals are persistent. They don't break down. So you've got hormones, and you've got antidepressants, and all these things that we are filling our bodies with and then flushing it into the water system.
Right.
And when you look at the water filtration systems, like the one here in South Orange County, they're not set up to pull those things out. They just don't have filters and stuff added to remove those things. It's not easy to get them out. And they're in pretty small, minute amounts. So most people say, well, I don't care about it. Or things like mercury and other nasty things that we know, or heavy metals because of industrial processes and stuff. Some of this stuff is highly carcinogenic. But again, they maintain it at such a minute amount that they say, well, it's okay. Well, is it okay or isn't it okay? You know, we thought asbestos was okay. Well, I laughed. We had a show on early this morning about manufacturing, and it's put on by a group called the Institute for Supply Management. And they were laughing about, they just brought out a new version of their old catalog from 1905. And in there are things like, oh, the miracles of cocaine and wonders of asbestos. Yeah, we once thought those were okay products. Coca-Cola had cocaine in it. That's why it's called Coca-Cola. You know, things we just forget about here. So today we're sitting here saying, okay, so a trace amount of polonium or some other rare chromium. There's one, a real nasty one that gets naturally into the water supply. Maybe that's okay. Well, maybe not. By the time we figure it out, we may realize that that wasn't something that should have been in there in the first place, or not in any amount. So people who can afford to are saying, I'm not even going to take a chance with this. I'm going to remove all that crap. And then this other story about the adding the alkalinity to it. You know, the water is so acidic today. Our bodies are so acidic because we're taking Coca-Cola and all this other tons and tons of acids we're adding into sorbic acid and other sorts of things we're adding to our food and to our beverages. Our bodies are not balanced anymore. It's either alkaline or it goes back to the hot tub industry, the pool industry. It's either too acidic or too alkaline. You're throwing one chemical to the other to balance it. Well, what are we doing with our bodies? How are we balancing that overload of acid that we're pumping into our bodies here? So those are the two things I took away from the crap that is in there, that even in a great water system like ours, and we have a great water system here in South Orange County, doesn't take everything away, and the fact that we as humans have pumped all this acid into our bodies, and how do you counterbalance that?
But you know, I'll tell you, the biggest enemy is chlorine. Chlorine and chloramines, they're similar, but they're different. And that's what all the water comes out of the tap or the shower head has one of those in it. And we take all that out. And the other big thing to relate to the pool industry is there are so many people that now they have saltwater pools.
Right.
You've
right.
heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? What is salt? Sodium chloride.
Yeah.
So saltwater pools generate chlorine. They're chlorine generators.
Oh, yeah.
And you tell people that, oh, no, I got a salt pool.
Yeah.
And you do a chlorine test, they got chlorine in there, and they're going out of their minds. So we developed a system that we developed years ago, uses ozone.
Yeah.
Called our BioFresh system. Ozone, UV, and then we feed in hydrochloric. It's a hydrogen peroxide activator that we have made for us.
Huh.
And hydrogen peroxide is a very powerful oxidizer. And the nice thing is it's really good for your skin, too. And there are people that drink it. It's crazy. But it makes the water the best water I've ever seen. I have it on my hot tub at
home.
Oh, yeah. And my wife says it's the best water we've ever had in the 29 years we've been married.
That's amazing.
So why isn't more of this coming out? I mean, there are some systems. I will mention a couple of your competitors. There's the, is it Life Ionizers or whatever? And there's the one, what's the one that Ed Begley pushes?
Life Source.
Life Source. And they're kind of limited. They have some tanks and they take out more than most, but they don't go to the extreme lengths that you do. Why aren't there more of these things out there?
Because it comes down to price. See, everybody wants to sell price, and you get the big, like Culligan and those companies, they're just pushing their systems and
Brita water filters or things you add to your faucets and stuff.
And you know, like, you know, the tanks that take, you know, basically all they're doing is taking chlorine out of the water, which is good.
That's a step in the right direction.
We go to the next level. We not only take the chlorine out, we purify it.
Mm-hmm.
And we take out a lot of other things. And
the antioxidant feature of it, which is what Ken's passion is, that the water, it needs to go back to its pure sense. It needs to be properly. But it's like water, if you could really find that perfect stream in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be highly acidic. It would be more neutral or more alkaline. And therefore, according to what I've read, you guys have bombarded me with this stuff, the acidity is what helps breed cancer cells.
I never knew that. So now, why wouldn't... Have you guys approached any of the water districts to see if you could start at that side before introducing it to the homes? Or is that just too big of an undertaking?
We stay away from... Like, for example, we don't use plumbers to install our systems.
Okay.
Because the plumber's going to go, What's this? I can do something for a tenth of it and can put an RO system in or a media tank.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're not the healthiest guys in the world, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
You've been around enough.
Great. I've seen enough, yeah.
Okay. Plumbers writing in today, Harry.
Well, you know, but it because it requires, you know, all of our products are generated about being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's number one priority. We build equipment that makes healthy water. Number two, it is water that we reformulate. Those are the critical mass things for our projects.
Clean it and reformulate it.
Exactly.
And reformulating meaning that you're physically restructuring it back to be less acidic.
Yes, exactly. Like the pH of most tap water is about 8, and in my house it's 9.6. Some people, you know, anywhere from 8.9 to 9.6.
And why does anybody care about that?
Because that's what makes your body alkaline and healthy.
And you're saying the alkalinity actually helps fight cancer. It actually is an antioxidant. It helps fight. If it doesn't outright fight it, at least doesn't support the growth of cancer cells.
You know, that's a better question for my partner, Ken. He's more active in that and mm-hmm. with the health. And he's also all of our boards of directors of the medical people.
Sure.
And they're convinced of that. And, you know, I can't speak to it well enough. But from everything I've seen, yes, that's exactly what it's doing. And because why is there so much cancer today? Number one, people are living longer. But number two, their bodies are very acidic.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
Wow. So, again, I just wonder at some point, just as we all used to, John and I are old enough, we're in our late 50s, so we remember drinking water out of a water hose, and it would have that iron-like taste to it, and we'd think, oh, that's cool. You know, like whatever we were sucking out of the iron pipes and the old funky hoses and everything, we thought that was great. And then we began to realize that's not good. When I was a kid, I couldn't have imagined buying water, a bottle of water. You just went to a water fountain and you drank it. So how we've changed, and now we have filters in our refrigerators. We never had that. So we've evolved into a sense that water needs to be purified more than the local water district can or will affordably do it. We're willing to pay extra for that bottle of water and for some sort of filtration system. At what point are we going to wake up and say, we got to go further?
It's a good question. It's a really good question. I think that time is coming now. You know, it's all about education, really, right?
Yes.
And how do you educate the masses? Hopefully by Luxury Living Radio Show and OCTalkRadio.net, right?
Well, you build very high-end homes. I mean, you've rattled off some of these spec homes you've built along the beach and stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, do people ever spec out water purification systems?
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they're specking out 30-year-old system.
Yeah, they don't know what they want. They just know that they want a water system. You know, and I've had clients spend over $30,000 for a water system, but nothing to the nature of what we've been speaking about today.
Right.
So I think it's an industry up and coming. I think you're at the forefront of it, which is pretty amazing. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. But I have a quick question for you. So for John, so can you taste, now that you've been so involved with this water industry, can you taste the difference between your water and, let's say, this bottle here in front of us?
It's great water. I mean, everybody drinks it and says it's fabulous, and it does have a good taste to it. But that's one of the things that we take so much out of that water, and there really isn't anything left to give it a big taste factor.
Okay. Taste comes from chemicals or whatever.
Yeah, taste comes from impurities.
Okay.
And so our water is very clean tasting water.
Okay.
But you can't taste the alkalinity.
Yeah. Yeah.
And or the oxidation.
Right.
Although when I fill up a clear water glass, it's got all sorts of little bubbles in it. And that's
with yours?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's oxygen.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Mine's usually Pellegrino, but...
Oh, I'm working on a sparkling water system right now.
Are you? See, that's all I drink is sparkling water, so it's
You had one customer that wanted that, right? You wanted like a dispenser.
Like a soda stream type thing?
Yeah, kind of, right.
Yeah, no, we're close. I just got to get somebody who wants one, and it's going to probably be, I'm thinking, about $4,000 machine, but it'll put out ice-cold sparkling water.
Wow.
Ice-cold clean sparkling water.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I think that there's more that needs to be done. I know you guys are still, as many as these have you done, you're still a pretty small company, so you don't have the marketing muscle like Culligan or somebody to go out and really tout this message. It's more coming, percolating up, I use a water term, percolating up from the, and I'd say kind of the alternative health world. You know, we're all into trying to find ways to be healthier and live longer. And there's a lot. What's that big institute you guys are connected with down in Florida?
Hippocrates.
Hippocrates. Yeah, I always forget the name of that. And that's like sort of, to me, a little wacky, weird, way out sort of science stuff. But there are people on the front who are trying to find new ways to extend life and to live longer and to live healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And just as my wife will take herbs and all these other crazy things to try and, you know, supplement her diet, I think there are more and more people that are willing and eager to think outside the box and try and find ways to improve their health, because that's the baby boomers. We don't want to be our parents. We don't want to get crippled and old, right, and die. And we want to live to be 100 and something and in good shape.
And they'll pay the money for it.
And they'll pay the money for it. Yeah, yes, so right now it's the wealthy and celebrities and stuff. Am I allowed to tell the Jeff Bridges story? Oh, I said Jeff Bridges. I'm not supposed to say a name.
Got some.
But he had one system in whose name Shumpy mentioned, and you guys put in just a counter system, and you said his wife prefers that water to anything else in the house now?
Yes, absolutely. And it's, we have a lot of customers like that, and they all know one another, and that's why the referral business is so strong.
Right.
You know, when they have parties, they take them down in the basement in the equipment room, and they show them our system.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's impressive. You know, most people wouldn't want to see the actual equipment, you know, leading up to something. You know, like, let's say for like a theater, for instance, when we put in theaters, nobody wants to go in a theater room,
yeah,
and,
right,
you know, the equipment room and look at the rack of stuff in there. But yeah, that's neat that they want to see how
you guys... We also, everything we make looks good.
Okay. Yeah, well, stainless steel tanks.
Stainless steel and a lot of other components are black. And
I forwarded the pictures that John sent me to you, so they're on your computer here.
Yeah, I think what I'll do is I'll put them up on the Luxury Living site for the podcast. And let's luxuryliving.podbeam.com. And I'll go ahead and upload that image so everybody can see it as well. But
cool.
Yeah, so one thing. So what about commercial industry? Like, we just joined this gym, Lifetime Fitness, where... Talk about expensive way of keeping healthy. It's
right.
But they also have a UV pool. They were promoting about this UV.
Oh, wow!
And I didn't even know what it meant at the time. You know, and they should have sold it a little harder. But so people are paying for these
extra purification systems, right? Like it's like what they want to do. They want to use UV on vegetables in supermarkets to kill bacteria
that
people touch the fruit.
Right, that always disgusts me.
And yeah, you touch the fruit, and then you know, depending on what you've touched, you're now transmitting diseases to the fruits and vegetables. And they've said, why don't we pass this under a UV light? Well, people freak out because they think somehow this is radiation.
Mm.
But it is irradiating it with ultraviolet. And ultraviolet, when you pass something through, it zaps everything, just about everything.
Yeah.
And especially in conjunction with ozone, the two are very powerful combinations.
Explain what ozone is. It took me a long time to understand that.
Ozone is it's O3. And basically what happens is we use a system that manufactures it on the spot. And it converts oxygen to O3, which is ozone.
Okay.
It's very unstable, but it's a very powerful oxidizer. So it doesn't build up in the water, but yet it's a great killing machine. There's no, there's a little bit of an odor to it, but it goes away after 20 seconds.
And somebody told me once, I don't know if this is true or not, but that the O3, because it's unstable, that third oxygen molecule is what attaches itself to all this bacteria and disrupts the chain and breaks it and kills it, basically.
Correct.
And so it goes back to its stable state, which is O2. So that third molecule wants to find something in the water to attach to, and in so attaching it, kills it. And that's what all hot tubs use. That's how I learned about it, because John and I used to I did PR and marketing for some hot tubs, and he did sales.
Mm.
And that's what all hot tubs have moved to, because people didn't want to sit in. Aside from the health concern, they didn't like the feeling or the smell of sitting in a body of water, a tub full of chlorine. And yet, when you take a shower or a tub, you're sitting in, you're bathing yourself in chlorine, because chlorine's is a strong zapper. I don't know how it works and kills stuff, but that's what all the municipal water systems use, is chlorine.
It's a halogen, and, you know, to show you, in 1982, we were using ozone in hot tubs.
Oh, really?
Now it's standard. So it took a long time.
Yeah.
But we're the same way now with our perfect water systems is that we're cutting edge,
yep.
and in 10 years, it's going to be standard.
Yep.
It probably will be. And I think the other issue that I've always thought was so interesting about what they're doing is water worldwide. We're talking about how to create perfect water here,
right.
and to eliminate even trace elements of heavy metals, which we know are highly carcinogenic, or even minute elements of pharmaceuticals that the municipal system doesn't flush out, and to then make it more alkaline, which is to say less friendly to breeding cancer cells. Having said all that, look at what's happening worldwide. I mean, the shortage of water, the access to water may be one of the big human crises in the coming 100 years here. The lack of water, as for whatever reason, as the John and I can debate this endlessly, but whatever reason is, water's evaporating, planet's getting warmer, and water supplies on top of that are getting increasingly contaminated with, you know, human waste and all the industrial wastes and chemicals and whatnot. And we're working hard in this country to counteract that. But as we're trying to fix things here of 100 years of industrial abuse in this country, look at what they're doing in China and India. They're just industrializing. They don't care. They got no rules. They pump that stuff into the water and therefore into the whole water table and everything. So what's going to happen worldwide when people can't get access to water?
You know, Paul, it's interesting you brought that up because the Germans, the Russians, the Koreans, way, way ahead of the United States.
Really?
And, yeah, we buy a lot of components from them.
Ah.
Korea, and, especially, for some reason. I don't know why.
Korea is very big in the oxidation alkaline world.
Huh.
That's where it all originated. And the Russians have developed some really interesting things in terms of taking stuff out of the water. And the Germans have some media stuff that's out of this world.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Because they have behind.
They have they have a need. They got polluted. They had no standards, so they got highly polluted water supplies.
They're more polluted than we are.
I think so.
And the infrastructure there, in some cases, is 1,000 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, go back to the Romans or something.
Yeah.
They're moving water through old aqueduct systems that are cement things stone things the Romans built.
Plus, well, that makes me feel better.
Plus, I think that's, why do we have poor broadband? And in Korea and other places, I was just watching something the other night. They've got what we think of as unbelievable upload down speeds. I mean, a gigabyte. We're lucky to have 5 megabytes up or down. And they're talking about a gigabyte up and down. Regular, as ordinary, in homes in Korea, Japan, other places. So, I don't know why the infrastructure doesn't get built out like it has in other places. And I think that is I think that's an ugly spot in our future here, because someday we're going to say, wait a minute, why do our roads not compare? Why don't we have the bullet trains they have in other places?
Right,
why don't we
right.
have the roads? Why don't we have the broadband? And why don't we have the water systems in place? You tell me.
Right. Well, you can always point one way or another, right? We have better this than that, and they have better this than that. I'm not quite sure where our better than is, but
I was gonna say,
it's somewhere.
Well, we're still creative and we're free and all those things. We're free to not do things, they don't have the freedom not to do these things. They just come in and say, we're going to fix it. And we say, not in my backyard. Go fix it in his yard.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm glad that you brought John on. I've known John since we were kids, and so I've always been fascinated at the work he did in hot tubs, and which was more fun than anything. But now, taking that knowledge that they gained through, how many years were you in the hot tub business? 30, 40, 100 years? You were in it forever.
35 years.
Okay. So, going back to when they had to explain to people what a hot tub was, and using that water knowledge, that purification knowledge, and applying it to home water systems, I'm excited at what they're doing here. And, unfortunately, none but the very wealthy seem to be able or interested in looking at some of these systems, but I think that's changing over time.
It will. I think it will, at least. When you look at things like, let's say Tesla, I'm a big car guy.
Yeah. Right.
And you look at the cost of that car, but yet the way that it's caught on.
Yes.
Right? And I think the same thing with this perfect water system. I mean, it's going to become just in nature, it's just going to be coming with a home, something along these lines.
So. Well, and because when you get it, let's just say you've got some high-level people. We rattled off a couple names, but there's lots of them, and I know he doesn't want me to rattle them all out, but there's lots of very famous billionaires, celebrities, people like that that are doing these things quietly. Not only are they telling their friends which create, it's a small world of people. They're all very connected. And so, wow, okay, you're doing this. I'll try it. But you've also got the internet now. And the internet allows the dissemination of this information much quicker. There is much more discussion about water and those sorts of things happening than ever before. So if you put one in your house, even locally, an average house, it's not just showing your friends and family. It's what you do and talk about it on the internet that
right.
multiplies that.
It's that education side of things.
Right. And then through shows and stuff that you're doing here. I mean, I appreciate that at this point it probably is a luxury, but I think at some point it will become more mainstream, just as bottled water at one time was Perrier. Ooh, that was
yeah.
really luxury. Nobody drank
that.
Fancy bottled water. Now we all do.
Well, you know, I like to say that if you've got one of our systems and your dog's drinking water out of your toilet, he's drinking perfect water.
That's
there
important.
You go. That's pretty good. That's
Keep
a good way to
happy.
End it, too.
All right.
Hey, John, so tell my listeners, if you would, how everybody would be able to get a hold of you.
The best way is our website, which is perfectwaterworldwide.com. And it's got lots of interesting, you know, tidbits, things people who are on our medical board of directors that, you know, are talking about the health aspects. And it's got everything from, we've got little bio sticks that can go into a bottle of water.
Oh.
And it's better than nothing. And that makes the water antioxidant and also alkaline.
Yeah.
And they're not expensive. And then the countertop systems and go straight up from there. I mean, we also have water coolers that are all
so why aren't you
water?
Getting me a water cooler and we'll be one of your test sites here. Why am I passing out this crappy bottled water all this
year?
money. All comes down
for
to
you,
money.
Paul, $4,800.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow. But for me, $4,750.
Yeah.
So I appreciate
right.
that, John. So everybody can go to their website, which is perfectwaterworldwide.com.
Correct.
You got to take a look at it. It's actually a really, really well designed website and helps educate a lot, which I think is important in this subject. So, John, I really appreciate your time here and the education process you've brought us through, and I'm sure we'll be working together on the construction side of things as well.
I think so too, because your customers are our customers.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, the match was just perfect.
Yep.
After I went to your website, which was beautiful,
I appreciate that.
It clicked in my mind that we are dealing with the same people.
Absolutely.
And once we show them what we got.
Yep. That's the hard part.
Like any trend, it starts at the top. Those who can afford it, they're always on the front edge. You know, the first people to have cell phones or big screen TVs and all this stuff. And then eventually, as it becomes more affordable and more understood and acceptable, then it
becomes more mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, thank you guys for listening to Luxury Living, sponsored by SC Homes, Inc., and we'll see you next time.
How do we get in touch with SC Homes, Inc.?
SC Homes. Well, Robert, or Paul, thank you so much for...
You always leave without giving your own website. I know you're modest, but give your own website.
Right? We can go to schomesbuilder.com. That's S-C-H-O-M-E-S, builder.com. Thank you guys again for listening.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Emmer. You've been listening to Luxury Living, brought to you by SC Homes and OCTalkRadio.net.